TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
Oh my gosh, it's TGIF, guys. Thank God it's Friday.
Brought to you by Olodo Nation.
Did you hear that?
Welcome to another TGIF episode of FYI with me, Chantel Essay.
It's TGIF.
On FYI.
Today in history.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
On January 26, 1998, exactly 26 years ago, former U.S. President Bill Clinton, engulfed by a sexual scandal, appeared in the Roosevelt room of the White House with his wife Hillary and denied the allegations to the waiting press. The famous denial came after it was claimed that he had had an affair with White House intern Monica Lewinsky between 1995 and 1997 when she was in her 20s. Lewinsky had been hired as an intern during Clinton's first term in 1995 and went on to become a White House employee. She later confided in Linda Tripp, a colleague at the U.S. Defense Department, about her relationship with the president, unaware that her friend was secretly recording their conversation, and later delivered them to special counsel Ken Starr, who was investigating Clinton on other matters. Clinton was impeached by the U.S. House of Representatives in December 1998 on the grounds of perjury and obstruction of justice as a result of Starr's report, but was acquitted on the 12th of February 1999. He was later held in contempt of court in a civil case after it was ruled that he had given misleading testimony about Lewinsky in another court case. He remained in office until the end of his term in January 2001, when George W. Bush was inaugurated as the new U.S. president.
Great news! FYI with Chantel Essay is now available on all podcast platforms. That's right! You can now listen to all our episodes on all podcast platforms, including Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. We look forward to hearing from you. FYI with Chantel Essay is proudly brought to you by Olodo Nation.
Now for the fun fact. Did you know that the heart of a shrimp is located in its head? Did you also know that the actors who voiced Mickey and Minnie Mouse got married in real life? Well, now you know.
It's TGIF!
On FYI.
Events happening this weekend. Spouses Day is celebrated on Friday, January 26th. It's a day to enjoy and appreciate your better half. Spouses Day is a good reminder to show that special person in your life just how much you care and appreciate him or her. You can show your love in simple ways. Just be a little bit creative. A good way is to smile and just say, I love you. Spouses Day is celebrated worldwide by all husbands and wives, and therefore by partners in a marriage, civil union, domestic partnership, or common law marriage. Happy Spouses Day.
Oh my gosh, it's TGIF, guys. Thank God it's Friday.
Now, this is my favorite, Fun at Work Day. This is also celebrated on Friday, the 26th of January. It's all about having fun at work and enjoying yourself. Let your imagination run wild and come up with some good ideas to have fun at work. For example, you could dress up in silly clothes, crank up the music, or behave a little bit mischievously today. The most important, don't take things too seriously today. And oh, try not to get fired.
Oh my gosh, it's TGIF, guys. Thank God it's Friday.
Chocolate Cake Day takes place on Saturday, January 27th. This day celebrates a sweet cake all made of chocolate. In 1764, Dr. James Baker discovered how to make chocolate by grinding cocoa beans between two massive circular millstones. Starting then, recipes for chocolate cake spread all over the world, making this cake a very popular cake. Chocolate Cake Day can be celebrated by baking a chocolate cake which also contains vanilla cream or fudge. Yummy!
Oh my gosh, it's TGIF, guys. Thank God it's Friday.
Data Privacy Day is celebrated on Sunday, the 28th of January. Data Privacy Day is an international holiday which purpose is to raise awareness and promote data privacy education. It is celebrated in the United States, Canada, and 27 European countries. Data Privacy Day's educational initiative originally focused on raising awareness among teens and young adults about the importance of protecting the privacy of their personal information online, particularly in the context of social networking. Happy Data Privacy Day! And once again, we've come to the end of this week's episode of TGIF on FYI. But not to worry, I will definitely be seeing you in next week's episode. My name is Chantel Essay. Bye!